Well, we're back in this Kingdom Minister class course, and the opportunities for the Kingdom Minister are incredible, but there is one thing we want to talk about, how a church connection and a kingdom connection could really work out, and it reflects, you know, me, I'm more of a church minister type.
Well, and I, thinking back of when I did plant churches and lead churches, I wish I had done this.
Right. So there's, we don't know how to jump into this, but let's just jump in. Okay. In most churches, they have elders and deacons, whether they're church plants,
or a board,
or whatever it was. And in a lot of the church orders, now we come out of a Christian Reformed denomination, and they actually have a church order where they ordain deacons and they ordain local elders. And the elder board, the deacon board, and a lot of times the whole structure, and the structure is handed down from the Reformation. So we're talking like, you know, 500 years of church order and tradition. Well, it works out where... And Baptist churches have deacon boards, and there's elder board, Presbyterian church, Pentecostal churches. You know, it seems like every church has board of directors and so forth. So, but it's as if we are leaving an opportunity on the table and not understanding that this is the day in which major improvements can be made to this system in many churches. And the improvement could be what this program is all about. That as a minister, if you have an elder deacon board, how many of your leaders can become kingdom ministers as elders and deacons?
That have their own sphere of influence. Otherwise, why would they be elders or deacons? They got elected or appointed to this position because people saw that they were leaders. And to be a leader, you have to have a group that you actually
Follow you. And you're That's why.
So, you know, in our tradition, there was very little training for the, elders and the deacons. A little bit here and there. But, you know.
I never did any.
So, and there's a few tasks here and there, maybe a little visiting, maybe, you know, something to do with the money, with the deacons. But we probably didn't use them to the full extent.
No, because we never even gave them opportunities for training.
Or even sort of this title of a
ordained elder or deacon.
So what if a class like this and some of the classes that that you would take to get this what do we call it, a certificate or whatever?
Well, there's that you can be commended or you can be a licensed or ordained kingdom minister. What if your elders and deacons, or what if you as a kingdom minister who are an elder and deacon can start a movement of a well-educated, well-motivated, well-trained, and credentialed elder and deacon board that are all in it to win it for ministry.
So now you got people that could do coaching, you got people that can do weddings, you got people that can do sermons, you've got people that can do ministry.
And we have this ecumenistry connection, and it could even be where, you know, that you could be in an old mainline denomination, but the elder board could be, you know, credentialed through Christian Leaders Alliance. And while you're still involved with another denomination, we don't mind however the kingdom can grow. We desire that leaders are trained and mobilized and set forward. So something like this can be very powerful.
You know, what we've learned is that when you have a true leader, your church grows by a certain number for every leader that you have.
That's a really good point,
So for every leader that you have, your church mysteriously grows by this number. And we've seen this. Okay? So imagine if you actually equipped the leaders that you have.
Right.
And they started seeing themselves as, I mean, part of it is just seeing yourself as a kingdom minister.
Yes.
Like a person with potential, a person that has authority to do things, a person that is equipped to do things. You know, one of the problems is in church is to find people that are willing to do anything or right. that feel capable.
Right.
A lot of times people don't want to do anything because they don't feel like they're capable.
Yes.
I can't do that. I can't do right. this. I just talked to an elder the other day, and their church is vacant. And I said, well, why don't you preach? Oh, I can't do that. And he's
right. And he's a powerful kingdom man who's been there a church his whole life,
yeah.
knows the Bible backwards and forwards, can't even do a message.
Right.
And yet he's the elder at the church.
Yes.
And it's almost as if, you know, he's stymied.
He's stymied.
Because, but he could because be trained and mobilized.
Yes, if he just had a little encouragement, a little bit of training, he would fly. I have no doubt about it. And so, what if you had that thought in mind of like, I'm going to really equip my people,
or if you're here and you are an elder, you are going to share the equipping that can happen to you. So you're here maybe like getting a wedding efficiency designation, and you then check out this Kingdom Commended Minister program, and then you say to yourself, wow, my eyes are open for what ministry could be. And then bring this back to your elder board or your deacon board. So you're a minister. Hey, mobilize your group to get this. And, you know, the other thing we've learned is if someone's going to join you as an elder and deacon, if you're a minister now, and they won't take any training, they won't do anything, and they don't follow you whatsoever, know that they don't follow you.
Right.
You know, if they're not, I mean, they may not even have a heart for the Lord or for the church, but they're in a social status, and they're doing this because, you know, I'm asked to do it, and I have to do it because I've been around here my whole life.
Right.
You know, in some ways, there's some honest discussions about the whole thing that happened.
And maybe that's your situation where these people aren't really following you. But if you can convince them to do this,
influence them to do
you this. Will help them. And guess what happens when you help people?
Oh.
All of a sudden, they're willing to follow you.
Right.
I mean, I remember my church plant. My wife and I knocked on doors, and we did a little survey in our community, and then I met with these people that wanted to help us plant the church, and I said, okay. And they weren't following me. Like, I'm the newest guy on the block. They're not following me. They're not listening to anything I said. I said, this is what my wife and I did. This is what we learned, and I would like all of you to do 10 of them by next week.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, probably half of them did it, but I'm telling you, those half followed me from then on.
Yes.
Because I helped them do something they thought they could never do.
But they, in their heart, wanted to do it.
Yes.
See, most elders or deacons actually want to serve well in ministry.
Yes.
We have this whole concept of, like, how do we get that standing in 1 Timothy chapter 3, which is the qualifications of elders and deacons.
Yeah.
And it ends by saying, those who serve well gain an excellent standing. Well, if you're an elder or deacon, that's what you want. If you're a minister, that's what you want to give those leaders who are called to serve with you.
Right.
And this Kingdom Minister program is designed to online, anyone can do it anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
What free, what an opportunity.
Right.
So anyway, elders and deacons, what an opportunity.
Yeah.
Kingdom elders and deacons who are kingdom ministers who influence at the local church, but then influence in many circles of connection.